Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I talk to OBJ probably every week. You know, I check in with him, you know, keep in touch with him. And OBJ, he's a vet in this league too. He understands, you know, teams and the way teams are built up too. And I'm sure, like, you know, when he looks at our team, I'm sure he can see himself fitting in our team. And, you know, he's going on tour now. He's going to, you know, Giants practice facility and the Saints and Tampa and all that stuff, which you should, you know. You should go around and see the league and, like, you know, get the love. Like, he's still on Super Bowl tour. You know, he's done just about everything in this league. Like, you want to go around and you want to get the love. But just me personally, like, just the way I like to think, like, I think when it's time to, you know, start, you know, chopping the block. And I think when it's time to, like, get down to business, like, we already know where he's going to be at. We know. Just in my eyes, I think I know where he's going to be at.
All right, that is Von Miller. And my mistake, I read from Twitter from Elena Getzenberg, who's the ESPN.com Bills beat reporter. She had this transcript. I didn't realize it was from his media availability today. Yeah, I had earlier in the day I saw a reference to Miller talking about Beckham on a podcast hosted by Richard Sherman. And so when I saw those quotes, I guess I wrongly assumed that they were from that podcast. That was from today's meeting with the media. So there is Von Miller continuing his ongoing recruitment of Odell Beckham Jr. So you hear the part at the end there, like when it gets, you know, time to get down to it. What do you say? Chopping the block, right? Time to get down to it. We know. I think I know where he's going to end up, where he's going to be, and he doesn't exactly say it's going to be here. But he, you know, you heard the whole clip there. He's talking about, you know, Beckham's a smart guy. He can see himself fitting in here, and you know, it could be Miller just wishful thinking. He does say in that commentary that you know, like I choose to view it this way. So I say hopefully he's right. It's not something that is going to help the Bills, you know, immediately, even if it were to come to fruition. I think we're still a little ways off here, maybe more than a month off from Beckham being ready to play. That's assuming he even ends up getting ready to play at some point this year. He was hurt in the Super Bowl, so you know, the time frame could still be an issue there. Like, I'm still all for it. Like, as much as I'm not worried about the Bills' depth at receiver, like, they, you know, Gabe Davis has been hobbling, and now Crowder is out, and McKenzie's in the concussion protocol, you know, time to go combing the waiver wire. I mean, they did make a depth move, releasing Tavon Austin from their practice squad and replacing him with Jakari Roberson or Robertson. But nonetheless, like, I'm okay with their depth right now. Beckham's another thing to me. Like, to me, you get him on your team, like, he's not depth, he's on the field. You know, again, assuming he's healthy. I don't think he gets signed if he's, you know, not able to demonstrate that he's healthy. But I still think that that is a move that could really be impactful for the Bills. Short of that, for the time being, you got to call on Khalil Shakir. I mean, I've been saying it since August. As soon as I got a look at this guy, I think that he can help them. So we'll see how much he ends up being called on. You know, McKenzie did not practice today, but that is not terribly uncommon with guys going through the protocol. So, you know, hopefully he gets on track and is able to be cleared by Sunday. If he's not, you know, the Bills are kind of back to scratch as far as the slot position goes. Really, it's been McKenzie and Crowder kind of sharing that spot. Crowder's out now, so it's McKenzie's. I would predict if McKenzie can play like he normally does, that Shakir sort of takes the Crowder role. And so that he and McKenzie might split snaps in the slot. Davis is said to be progressing. He looked better today to my eyes, watching a few routes that he ran in practice, and furthering the optimistic view on him is that he did practice today in full. There were no limitations, whereas really since he suffered that injury, I think it's been nothing but limited practice for him. You know, he did play in the last two games, but I think has been hobbled, but was looking better and hopefully is better as evidenced by his practice status. So the Bills passing game, we got into it with our buddy Chris Trapasso at the end of that conversation with him, like what the Bills are doing on offense, the running back targets, the air yards overall being down. Allen simply is not throwing the ball as far as he has in his other seasons. And, you know, is that an accident? Are we talking about a small sample size? Like what there's, you know, those are questions you might have about, you know, what's happening there statistically to the Bills passing game. I don't think there's anything accidental about it at all. As I intimated talking to Chris, I think it's been the plan. I think the Bills came into this season determined to show teams that Josh Allen in this offense can get the ball out in under 2.5 seconds. And I think on average it's at 2.6. And Allen, because of a lot of his scrambling ability and plays made sort of outside of structure, has had in his career one of the longest times from snap to throw. And, you know, you look at that kind of statistical analysis and sometimes think like, oh, well, that's evidence of my line being good or bad, and they're giving him time. I think Allen has bought time effectively in his career. And I think what they're doing, they still want him, I think, to be able to do that when it's needed. But I think what they have been about so far this year on offense has been, like, looking at these four games and showing teams that he can hurt them by just throwing it 6 or 7 yards. Just getting it out, getting it out, getting it out. You want to try to find a way to solve that, you're going to have to come up because we're just going to drive. I mean, the downside is you have a game where you get 500 yards of offense, but you don't get in the end zone enough against Miami and you lose the game. But I think they have been demonstrating, and I think will continue to demonstrate, that they can run that offense and bring teams out of that too high shell. I think that is the entire objective. And then they need to be ready to hit hard when teams come out of it. And it worked, I think, almost flawlessly the first 2 weeks of the season. Miami mixed it up enough and got home enough. And when Allen tried to push it down the field, they were in position. They had bodies there. I mean, that those plays just were not there against Miami. And, you know, last week I think we've got maybe an asterisk on just the conditions, the wind and the rain. But I think what they want to do is assume teams are going to play too high safeties, get them to come out of it, and when they do, they're going to hit you over the top. And I think you'll continue to see that. And, I mean, I'm 100% here for it because I think, you know, you could probably hear it if you think back to the way I sounded and maybe a lot of people sounded about Allen and the way he was attacking those defenses the first couple of weeks. He began, I think, to my ears for the first time in his career to get credit for being more than just a freak athlete who can hurdle linebackers. And more than just a freak athlete who can run over linebackers, and more than just a freak athlete who can keep plays alive behind the line of scrimmage and then throw it 50 yards downfield to Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis or Dawson Knox or pick whoever you want. He started to get credit, and I think will continue to, for running a very, very precise timing accurate offense. And I think if you couple that with the explosiveness that they still, to me, very obviously have, especially with Davis getting healthier, then I think you've got a very intoxicating cocktail there, I think, offensively. So my long point on all that is that I'm not alarmed about running back targets and the air yards per attempt being as low as they are, because I think that will all sort of, it'll right size. I just think it will all sort of come back around to where the big plays are there and they hit them. Really, we're just talking about 2 weeks where they did not hit any big plays. And in 2 weeks they did, and they've had two blowouts and then a close, pretty low scoring by their standards loss, and a pretty low scoring again by their standards win. So still early, but I like the plan if I'm right about what they're doing. And I think, you know, the Cook pick ties into that. They want to be more dangerous on those short plays. Someone who can be dangerous enough to be respected. Again, at some point, it's going to have to show itself for that to happen. But it's early enough still in the year that I'm optimistic about that taking shape at some point. How about you? 803-0550 is the phone number if you'd like to join the show. Sal Capaccio coming up in about 15 minutes with his daily report from Bills practice, a long look at a long injury report, and a lot of other things to get into with Sal. Paul Hamilton will come along towards the tail end in the 6 o'clock hour with us to go over last night's Sabres game and look ahead to their preseason finale and ultimately the regular season beginning a week from tomorrow at home against Ottawa. That's all still to come. Again, your calls are welcomed at 803-0550. Mike Schoep has the day off today. I'm the Bulldog along with Zach Jones, and you are listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.